This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Good Day Health Now. Dr. Ken Kronos is joining us, as he usually does, from his perch at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mardora, Florida. I'll tell you during the course of the program how to be in touch with Dr. Ken, because he certainly is an anchor, a place to go. Hey, actually, last week, after I'd been to see you, we didn't really have much time to talk about what happened to me as sort of a guinea pig with information. Maybe we'll have some time for that, but there's so many other things that we need to focus on, including all the hysteria, and that's my word, this coronavirus thing is way over the top. I would like to spend a lot of time on this, Ken, to calm people down, because I know you are the voice of reason. I don't know what you have for research, but I got some things that I want to throw into the mix, and especially I want to hear from you and what you've learned as a cardiologist. First of all, how does the, in terms of the specifics of your practice, how does the coronavirus interact with people who have cardio problems, heart problems, circulatory problems? Is it more of a problem for people who have those compromised issues?
Yes, well, people with heart disease, that's a chronic health problem, and people are unbelievably stressed out about this. And what I'd like to do is try to reassure everybody, because there's two groups. We all will fit into one of two groups regarding this coronavirus. Most of us will be in the 85% group who will have this illness, and it'll be a minimal to mild illness, a cold. You won't even know you had it. Coronavirus, it's been around for a long time. It's a family of viruses. They're part of the cold viruses, rhinoviruses, coronaviruses. They make up these respiratory viruses that we all know as the nasal congestion, a standard cold. So 85% of us will get over this, maybe not even know we had this infection. It's the other 15% that we need to be concerned about. The elderly, people say 70 or 80, sometimes even people in their 60s. And the people who have chronic illnesses, heart disease, cancer, an immune suppressing problem. These are the people, diabetes, uncontrolled high blood pressure. These are the people who are in the high risk groups. And these are the people who we need to protect. And what's going on right now in our country is containment. That's how we approach these epidemics of infectious disease, to try to keep them from getting any worse. It's so hard for me to get anybody worked up about the flu. The flu kills anywhere between 15,000 to 60,000 Americans a year. We had a pandemic, H1N1, in 08-09 from, we think, either Asia or Mexico. The source of it still is unclear, but we've already gone through a pandemic, 08-09 season. And most of us made it through. We don't want any deaths, but so far in America, we've had a little less than 40 deaths from this. And again, in a typical flu season, 15,000 to 60,000 Americans die, unfortunately. And again, it's so hard to get people worked up about it, about the flu. So you want to avoid people who are sick. You want to wash your hands often. You want to avoid touching surfaces in public places. You want to avoid crowds. You want to stay away from the people. If you're sick, there's so much each one of us can do. You want to avoid getting the people at high risk sick. So if you sneeze or cough, do it into your elbow. If you are sick, stay home. That's so important. Just avoid the people. You may want to stay away from mom, grandparents, dad. If you're sick, definitely. If you're sick, give them a chance. And seasonality, the coronavirus, the flu virus, As soon as the temperature gets high, the humidity gets high, they go away. And why should we suspect that the coronavirus, the new one, is any different, won't have a seasonality? It's going to have a seasonality. Another important factor. Right now, the death rate, we know from flu, is about 0.1%. And you have figures of anywhere between 3 to 5% for the death rate for this new virus. However, in South Korea, the death rate is only 0.6% for the new virus, the coronavirus. And that's because they're doing excessive testing. And right now, we know the number of people who die, but we are tremendously underestimating in America the people who have it, who have the virus. So once we start doing a lot more testing, we're going to see the death rate go way down. I'm predicting we're going to be resembling South Korea, and it's probably even going to be better, and we'll see it in the 0.6 to 0.5% death rate, not the 3 to 5 or the 3.4 that WHO, World Health Organization, quotes all the time. This is not as lethal as it appears. The key is to protect the group, those 15% of us who are high risk, over the age of 70 and 80, have chronic illness, cancer, heart disease, uncontrolled high blood pressure and diabetes, an immune deficient problem. You're on chemotherapy. You have an autoimmune problem. Your immune system is not good. And if you get all worked up about this, I think the hysteria, the anxiety is worse than the illness. You're not doing it for your health because you're diminishing your own immune system, which you want to keep up because that's how you're going to fight this. And what you need to do to keep your own immune system up is to lower the stress level, get enough sleep, eat healthy, get exercise, just live healthy, stay away from cigarettes, stay away from excess alcohol, just live a healthy life. You know what we've been talking about for so long, the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the weight, the blood sugar. Get yourself into a healthy lifestyle. Exercise when the doctor tells you it's okay. And again, watch the stress. I have never seen this area of the world so stressed out by anything since I've been in practice. I'm almost getting laryngitis from reassuring people, from talking so much about this, because heart patients just don't do well when their stress level is high, and your immune system doesn't do well when your stress level is high. So if you're overreacting with anxiety, you're not doing it for your health.
The results of this, it's almost criminal, and you wonder how this got so out of control, news media, social media, all of this stuff. But you're so right when you look back at what we were going through 10 years ago and what we went through 20 years ago. It's like a cycle, 10 or 12 years is always one of these things. And those words of reassurance are very, very helpful, Ken. Thank you. And people hopefully will take note. But I want to get into some other things where we can help people. I don't want to spend the whole hour talking about this, but I think we need to spend a little bit more time on it and then get into some of the other research that you've done from the various meetings, if there are going to be meetings of some of these groups. There certainly are reports that are in the medical journals that you continue to watch, and we'll get to those as we continue here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen, and the idea of being healthy, the idea of having no heart problems. Ken certainly, with his expertise when it comes to cardiology, knows how important it is to have the body mass index where it needs to be, to have your weight where it needs to be. You will be unhealthy. You will be vulnerable if you are out of shape, if you are too heavy, if you're not getting exercise, you're not taking care of yourself. So that's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the home remedy, if you will. Lots of questions being asked now about weight and what it does to your lungs and your respiratory system. Well, it's not too late, but if you're concerned about your weight and about, the weight does put pressure on all of your systems, including your lungs, let's make some progress. Let's get at the problem of losing weight by going to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com. Sign up for the program, the natural weight loss program that has nothing in it that will be negative, nothing that will hurt you. Basic ingredients are collagen, protein, and aloe vera in a blend that will help restart your collagen production in your body, help you lose the weight, push the fat off. That's how it works. 86%. success rate. They, I mean, compare that to any of these other programs or any of these other ways to lose weight. Fabulous. And the good thing here is that shipping is free. You get $10 off each bottle when you use the DJV code. So get online right now, please. Get yourself into the program. Lose the weight. Be healthy. Don't worry about your health and well-being. Get to that weight that you need to be at and stay there. Keep the weight off. That's what Calitrin does. Keeps the weight off of you. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the discount code DJV. Save $10 on every bottle. Get the 6-month supply and watch your body return to those thrilling days of yesteryear when you actually look pretty good.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
Delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Continuing on now with Dr. Ken, let's stay with coronavirus for a while. Give us some details on the virus itself, Ken, will you? What happens? How long does it live? Where does it come from? That sort of thing.
Sure. The news this week, after studying in China, the epicenter, some of the deaths, how this proceeds, we now learn that this novel coronavirus, it can remain in the air for up to 3 hours and survive on some surfaces for 2 to 3 days. The way you're going to get this is by either it being coughed into the air, you're breathing it in, or by you touching the surface where it's present. So it's possible for the virus to spread through the air as well as through touching of contaminated surfaces. Be aware of this, and when you cough, do it into your elbow. Don't do it out into the breeze so that everyone else can breathe it. And also, be careful about touching surfaces that everyone else is touching. If you have to, then go wash your hands. I recommend singing happy birthday to yourself twice with soap and water. That's the way to do it. If you can find Purell, carry it around with you. And maybe you just want to give up the handshakes, give the fist bumps for a little while until this all passes. And in a month or two, hopefully this will be just a memory.
And as you said, those people who are older, who have a history of sepsis or heart trouble, they are the ones that are in that 15% category, right?
Yes, being of older age, having a history of sepsis, that's a bad infection in the blood, and having a history of blood clotting seem to be all key factors associated with a higher risk for death.
Sort of MRSA and that sort of thing.
Yes, right, so also underlying diseases like high blood pressure and diabetes and the prolonged use of non-invasive ventilation are items associated with death in these patients.
I want to tell you what the Japanese doctors are suggesting as we continue now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on a special edition of Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Actually, I don't want to move off of coronavirus. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Stefan, our weekly get-together, Dr. Ken, and the podcast, by the way. I'll remind some of you about some of the fabulous information that you can get. It's sort of gleaned out of our long conversations into a shorter podcast, and you can get those at gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm sure this is going to be something that we want to condense, have as much info as possible. So with that in mind, Ken, I'm going to bring you to some research that I saw from Japanese doctors. You know, the Japanese are not talking much about this because they don't want to ruin the Olympics. And they shouldn't be. I mean, in fact, the airline, all the shutting down of service, this is madness. The whole thing is madness.
Well, I don't know if that's total madness, because what you want to do is you want to contain it. That's how to get rid of this.
Yeah.
Because again, to put it in perspective, doctors talk, infectious disease doctors, they talk about a term called RO. This is how much you can spread an infection to others. How infectious is it? And the RO so far, we think, for the new coronavirus is about 1.5 to 3.5. What that means, Doug, is that for anyone who's infected, they can spread it to about 1.5 to 3.5 people. To put this in perspective, measles is up to 10. The flu is about 3 to 4. So what you want to do is try to contain this and not spread it to other people, and that's how you're going to take care of this. So it's containment. It's not that this is viral Armageddon, because it's not. And these reactions to stopping flights, closing the borders, because I really believe closing the border from China early on has saved America a lot of havoc right now, and that's why we're behind the curve in this. But this is not viral Armageddon, and these efforts to our containment, to keep it from spreading, because that's how we're going to get it away and make it go away. And the word out, if you believe the current theme from China, I think early on it was unbelievable, but I think they're getting a little more reasonable as everyone's watching them, and it looks like it has peaked in China, because they have aggressively, they didn't do it initially, shame on them, but they have later on aggressively contained this thing, and you can see the outcome, which has been good.
All right. So let's move over to Japan. where doctors are treating COVID as, you know, everybody else is. They want seriously to control it because they don't want to lose the Olympics. That's big business for them this summer. So what the advice is that I have gleaned, and this seems like seriously excellent advice, frankly, to ensure that your mouth is dry, is moist all the time. Your mouth and your throat should never be dry. This is, again, Japanese doctors and what they're telling their patients. Take a few sips of water every 10 to 15 minutes. They explain to their patients, even if the virus gets into your mouth, drinking water and other liquids will wash the virus down through your esophagus into your stomach. Once it's there, the acid in your stomach will kill the virus. If you don't, you got a dry mouth. You don't drink water enough. The virus will enter into your windpipe, down into your lungs, and that's what makes it dangerous. Do you subscribe to that? Does that make sense?
Well, somewhat, but it doesn't make sense unless you sniff the water and drown. I don't understand how you clog it from the nasal passage, because most of us are breathing it in. And also, unless you bathe your eyes, you touch your hands to the surfaces and you touch your eyes, you're going to get this. So it doesn't all go through the mouth. Yes, some of it does, but some of it goes through the nose and some of it goes through the eyes.
Yeah, I've heard that it likes being in the sinus cavity. And then there are other people who say one of the things you can do is to use hydrogen peroxide, gargle with that.
I wouldn't recommend that.
You wouldn't. All right.
Hydrogen peroxide gargle?
Yeah.
I would not want to take that internally.
All right. Okay. So there you have it. A little more info. Calm down, though. I think those are the words of reassurance from Dr. Ken.
Keep your immune system up.
28 past the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed a coronavirus relief package.
On this vote, the yeas are 363, the nays are 40. The bill is passed.
It includes free virus testing and some paid sick leave for affected workers. Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal.
I'm confident this measure will pass Congress with full bipartisan support and reach the president's desk without issue.
It goes to the Senate next. President Trump has declared the outbreak a national emergency, which frees up some $50 billion for the response. The president defended the government's slow rollout of the test kits.
No, I don't take responsibility at all, because we were given a
set of circumstances, and we were given rules, regulations, and specifications from a different time.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Just a bit more on the coronavirus. This is, I don't mean it to be silly, but because alcohol kills germs, how about if you're drinking scotch or bourbon or whiskey or vodka or whatever it is? I've heard some of the people that couldn't find the Purell stuff around have made a concoction of, as a matter of fact, my son's wife put aloe vera together with vodka. Does alcohol enter into this equation any way, shape, or form?
But you don't want to drink it. Alcohol will work, but you want to put something in it to soften the skin so you don't dry out your skin. And hydrogen peroxide, you know, if you want to gargle with 1%, just make sure you don't swallow it.
Yeah, there have been some crazy people who have said, I'm going to gargle with bleach.
That's my concern with hydrogen peroxide is that you swallow it. Just don't. Yeah. If you want to use it, don't go above 1% and don't swallow it.
And meanwhile, there are lots of other things going on in medicine, including the news that this second person has been cured of HIV because of a stem cell transplant operation. What's the scoop there, Ken?
This was reported in Lancet just this week. The person received a stem cell transplant with cells that do not express the CCR5 gene, which produces a protein that helps the virus enter the cell. So this is pretty clever. They selectively found somebody's stem cells that had a mutant in it, which would prevent the patient from actually being able to accept any of this virus. The cells without the CCR5 gene were part of a bone marrow transplant which the person was undergoing as a treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma. And Doug, following the transplant and at 30 months after the person ceased getting these antiretroviral therapy drugs, which is what we now treat AIDS with, the doctors confirmed that the HIV viral load remained undetectable in blood samples. So this is a clever way to ultimately cure somebody of AIDS by giving them stem cells, which are mutants, which don't have this gene, which is required to take in the HIV virus to get infected.
by definition, if you have HIV, AIDS, that sort of thing, you are in a compromised position. A lot of people just die because they get pneumonia.
Today we have these antiretroviral drugs, a combination of several of them, and it's become a very livable problem. I wouldn't recommend... doing anything less than trying to prevent it. But now, when I first was early on in my experience, I was training in cardiology in 1985, 86. We had wards full of men dying from AIDS. It was the most horrible thing I ever experienced as a physician. And now it's a treatable, livable it's not a death sentence anymore.
The question was about having a compromised immune system, which comes as a result of HIV and AIDS, and whether or not people like that, as some folks who have have a different lifestyle, are more likely to get the coronavirus.
Oh, absolutely. They're in the high-risk group. Their immune systems are compromised. And, yes, they're in the 15% that really need to be protected.
Right. Yeah, okay. Now, let's see here. The exercise report of the week for people, American Heart Association, certainly you as a cardiologist interested in what happens if you are an intense exerciser like you and I are.
Well, I do everything in moderation. Train, don't strain. And so intensity takes on a different word and view for people who exercise. That's my approach to it. I don't want to hurt myself, but I do it. I do it enjoying it. I leave the gym more energetic than I entered. And the news is the American Heart Association, who made a statement this week, the American Heart Association stated that people with heart conditions and those who do not exercise regularly, they may be at risk of cardiovascular events when participating in intense exercise. So what the American Heart Association, Doug, is recommending is that if you haven't exercised in a while or ever, you should start off easily with just light walking. And this seems like just good common sense.
Let's take it one step further, if we may. If you're a woman, there has been an increased risk for women in the last, 10, 20 years, 30 years? When did it become a problem more for women even than it is for men? Isn't it?
In the late 1980s, 1987 or 8, women started exceeding men for the amount of heart disease. Part of it is they started catching up with men in smoking and also getting out into the stressful world and eating out and not eating as well as they should and not having as much time as they could for exercising. So women wanted to be out there in the real world working, and they got exposed to all of the bad lifestyle aspects of working in the real world.
I saw the American Heart Association has something called the Go Red for Women movement.
Exactly.
You know about that one?
Oh, absolutely. This is to recognize that the number one risk to good health among women is heart disease. If you put all of the problems of health combined for a woman, they don't even come close to the number of women who each year die from heart disease. Most women, if you poll them, if you ask anybody, what's a woman's greatest risk to good health? Well, you know what they'll say? Breast cancer. But there's seven times more deaths from heart disease than from breast cancer. What you're quoting is Go Red for Women is an effort to educate, especially women, that their number one risk to good health is heart disease.
Another reason for you to lose weight. Ken will have that report next year on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. If you're a hardworking American and you pay a lot in taxes, how about this? Get $5,000 back from the last 3 years' tax returns. Huh? People are saying, what's this? The company is called Family Tax Returns. They will take your filed income tax returns for the past 3 years. They'll analyze them. They are experts. They're all former IRS agents. They find hidden credits, deductions, that sort of thing. So if you want to get what you're entitled to, don't we all, if you've already filed your tax return even this year, don't worry, it's not too late. These folks at Family Tax guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000. That's a heck of a guarantee. Or their services are free. So call 800-262-0318 and get in on that. The $5,000 bonus, if you will. Get it back. Call this number, 800-262-0318. Call them. Get out your last 3 years of tax returns and go to town. Save that money. Get back $5,000. 800-262-0318.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody is actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Next up, Dr. Ken, focusing here on the proposition of losing weight. We're always talking about Calitrin, losing weight, that sort of thing. Latest research here is a very impactful thing for men especially, yes?
Most of us are concerned about one day getting prostate cancer, and there is something we now know you can do to dramatically lower the risk of getting prostate cancer, and this was published this month in the Annals of Oncology, and that is to lose weight. Get your BMI 25 or less, and you're going to get your risk of prostate cancer lower.
Every year we have this discussion about what my numbers are and what my prostate feels like and all of that sort of stuff. You cannot minimize, man, as you get older, taking care of this, to get on a good supplement that, and get off the fat, because fat's what causes that cancer, right? Eating a lot of fatty steak, meat, that sort of thing. That's really kind of what causes this, isn't it?
Right.
It help any
exactly. And that's use it and eat a healthy life and get down to ideal body weight.
Right. Use it means the more ejaculation that you have, the healthier your prostate is going to be. I mean,
that is correct.
Line. That's it. Okay.
Up to a point, but that's
yeah,
correct.
No, I understand. Yeah. Okay. A couple of other things from your area of expertise in terms of research this week. Chest scans and whether those people who go in for what would that be, examination of your heart, your lungs, that sort of thing.
It's all about preventing lung cancer. We're now recommending for those who have significantly smoked in the past to get a yearly CT scan looking for early signs of lung cancer. The problem is when you start getting symptoms, you're coughing, it's way too late. The cancer is far and advanced, and we now know that the way to prevent and get in there early is by doing these CT scans. And there was a concern with these low-dose CT scans that we'd be doing more harm than good. Well, we now know, without any doubt, published this week in Radiology, that these low-dose chest CT scans don't harm DNA. So if you were a big-time smoker and you didn't give it up more than 15 years ago, talk to your doctor about whether you should have your annual low-dose CT chest scan. Just make sure it's a low-dose CT chest scan, and this will help prevent lung cancer and all the havoc associated with it.
All right. That sounds like very important advice. All right. And that, by the way, if you're a smoker, you're in that 15% as well, right? If you have smoked or you are a smoker, you're in the risk. You're in the high risk
If you are a significant smoker, you probably have emphysema, and that is an important chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that's going to make your lungs not be as able to clear that virus as the normal lung. So stop vaping, stop smoking, because both of those put you at into the group of 15% high risk for this virus.
All right, next up. The AFib, when your heart beats like a bag of worms. No, listen, I've been listening to that for, 14 years now. I know, I've got it down. And that's what AFib is, really. My father had it, and I probably would have it if I hadn't been on so much magnesium over the years. So what do you think? What's going on now? How do we shield ourselves from AFib?
Incredibly common problem. 2 to 3 million Americans have it. Most common electrical instability of the heart when the top of the heart, not the bottom, but the top of the heart beats like a bag of worms, puts it at increased risk for producing clots, which get sent up to the brain, cause stroke. About 30% of all strokes are caused from this. And what we learn from a statement from the American Heart Association this week, they were busy putting out statements, is that living healthier can help you prevent atrial fibrillation. And these are the things we talk about all the time. Watching your weight, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, eating a healthy diet, getting into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay, limiting alcohol, not smoking, getting the stress out of your life. These are the things that will help you actually prevent getting atrial fibrillation. If you have a history of atrial fibrillation in your family, you have to be even more concerned about this, because there is a somewhat of a genetic tendency to getting atrial fibrillation. It's not all genetic, but there definitely is a gene for atrial fibrillation.
So can you tell, we haven't talked much about my report from you this year on the air, because you don't think there's that much to be concerned about, but I wonder from time to time about AFib, and because my father had it when he got it, he was in his 50s, and he had a stroke when he was 91, and that came as a direct result of all the medication that he took for, this is back in the...
And he was a smoker also.
Well, when he was younger, a little, not a lot.
But he probably had a lot of secondhand smoke.
Around my mother, we all did. And so that's the thing. You know, we got a couple of seconds for that. What do you say?
AFib is an issue of aging. It is significantly increased as you get into your 70s and your 80s. Just as you get older from 50, it starts ramping up. And you want to make sure your coronaries are okay, your lungs are okay, and your thyroid is okay. There's multiple causes for atrial fibrillation. The structure of your heart, if it starts to enlarge because of valve problems, this also can lead to atrial fibrillation. A long list. Just stay healthy. Watch if you have these palpitations, you feel your heart beating rapidly, this is a sign of it. Make sure you occasionally get an electrocardiogram. Just live a hard, healthy life and you can prevent this.
Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. Hispanic entrepreneurs anticipate a year of robust expansion and growth. Revenue projections are at a four-year high, and many business owners are planning to expand, hire, and obtain financing in the year ahead. Bank of America Executive Elizabeth Romero shares her perspective.
Hispanic entrepreneurs see the 2020s as a decade of opportunity. With a bright business outlook and an eye towards growth, business owners are making plans to invest in their businesses and setting ambitious goals for the decade ahead.
Looking to the future, 92% of Hispanic entrepreneurs believe the small business environment will strengthen in the next 5 years. Many have set goals to advance or grow their business in a new decade, such as increasing revenue, enhancing their digital presence, and entering new markets. For more information on the 2020 Hispanic Business Owner Spotlight, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com. That's newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines.
Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. Your adventure starts.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken comes to us from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. And people listen, hundreds and thousands of people listen to Ken here and through our podcast, which, by the way, you can get all the recent ones. As a matter of fact, all of them are archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. The recent one, most recent from Ken, is a focus on the coronavirus for sure. And we talk about your body mass index, that kind of thing. But it's always, and then we have a discussion about irregular sleep patterns, what that means for heart disease. Just a thorough overview of what's going on. Take your fish oil. That's what Ken recommends in the latest Good Day Health podcast. You can get that where Apple Podcasts show up. You take that, you've got the app or Spotify or Stitcher or Blog Talk, TalkStream Live, iTunes. It's all there. Good Day Health Show. .com. Dr. Ken and his clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Florida. Lots of people come from all over the country, especially now. People hear this and they're not getting good info from their own doctor and they want to take a journey down there. Here's how you connect with Dr. Ken at his clinic. 352-735-1400. That's how you call into the clinic in Florida. 352-735-1400. It's a trip well worth taking. All right, first question. What does it mean when you say if you're told by a doctor that you're COVID-19 symptoms are mild. What does that mean? You not worry about precautions? You don't have to protect yourself? Am I just getting a cold? How does all that weigh in here, Ken?
Okay, so you have to look, great question, Doug. You have to look at it, how does it affect me and how does it affect everyone else around me? So first, this is the 85%. How does it affect me when you get that news? This is the 85% group. You're young, you're under 70 or 60, you have no chronic illness, you're going to get over this. Again, this is not viral Armageddon, and you're going to feel like you just had maybe a cold, a little more than the usual cold, and it'll be all gone. But the important thing is that you don't want to get anyone else infected. So it might not be a bad idea to stay away from everybody until you're no longer shedding virus. And this has varied in various studies. And this is where you may want to get tested and make sure that you're not exposing everybody else, especially if you are in close quarters with people who would be at high risk, who are older in the 70 and 80 group and have chronic illness. You don't want to get them infected because that's the big problem. Isolate yourself. Don't go to work and make sure when you get back into close quarters with people, you're no longer shedding virus. And that may require some testing by your doctor.
All right. Let's go back to this is a senior who's wanting to know about coronavirus, especially this person has asthma. I think you've covered this, but you might want to underscore it for a moment if you can.
Absolutely. The asthmatics are going to be at high risk. And how do you know when you need to call the doctor? Because if you have a cold right now, it's probably not a good idea to show up in the doctor's office. Call the doctor's office and get advice, because a lot of this can be done over the phone, and you can avoid contaminating and getting other people sick. And there is a subgroup of people who do get sick, who need to get to the hospital. If you suddenly notice that your symptoms are accelerating, you know, in the morning they start, an hour or two later you're a lot worse, an hour or two later the fever's going higher, the breathing's less, those are the people who need to get to the emergency room. The other group, the second of two groups that need to get to the emergency room, obviously are the people who suddenly can't breathe, severe shortness of breath. Get yourself to the emergency room. So if your symptoms are accelerating, that's the one group. And if you suddenly can't breathe, then obviously get yourself to the emergency room. Otherwise, don't just present because you're going to get everyone else sick. Call the office first. Call the ER. Get some advice about what you might be able to do, because most of this can be treated by phone without you having to present. There's now telehealth, but you can do most of this over the phone.
All right. Got time for one quickie here. Somebody had a question about collagen peptides and what it does to the skin. What is collagen? Well, we talk about that all the time, and probably from the spot that we did. We only got 30 seconds, so what do you say?
I think this is one of the supplements that can help the joints. I don't have anything against it. Does it help? Maybe. You can try it. It's not cheap. Try it. See what you do. I mean, it's not my first recommendation, but I think it's out there over the Internet. There's a lot of supplements here, and maybe it'll help you. Maybe it won't.
Dr. Ken Cronos. Questions for Dr. Ken here at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.